Now here's a developing story we're following this morning in New York City. Television images show many flashing police lights and ambulance lights on the streets at 8th Avenue and 42nd Street. That's a corner in Midtown Manhattan, the location of the immense Port Authority bus terminal in New York City, which is the scene of a reported explosion this morning. NPR's Joel Rose covers New York City. He's on the line. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Steve.
It's so early, but what have you learned?
As you say, we don't have a lot of solid information yet, but I'll tell you what we do know. The New York Police Department is responding to reports of an explosion. This is according to a tweet from the NYPD just about 20, 30 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. Reports of an explosion of unknown origin at 42nd Street and 8th Avenue in Manhattan. The A, C, and E lines of the subway are being evacuated, according to the NYPD. And they caution that this information is preliminary, and I'm sure we'll be learning much more.
Okay, in terms of the timing, the police department announced this about a half an hour ago, so sometime a little before that is when this would have happened. We're hearing about subway lines evacuated and other things. Can we talk about the geography of that part of Midtown Manhattan, Joel? The bus terminal is there. How big is it, and what else is nearby?
Yeah, well, it's a huge bus terminal. It's a major point of entry into Manhattan for travelers from, to the New Jersey and points west. So it's hundreds of thousands of people are moving through there at rush hour twice a day. It's one of the busiest spots in Manhattan, and it's above a major subway stop. The Times Square stop is a connector for most of the main subway lines that go through Manhattan. And we understand that the A, C, and E lines have been evacuated. I'm also seeing reports that the other subway lines are being diverted around the Times Square station. It's one of the major transportation hubs in New York City. And it's chaos on a good day, right?
So
I can only imagine what this means.
And I'm just thinking about other landmarks, other key places that are right near there. The New York Times headquarters, I think, is right across the street. And, of course, Times Square
right
itself.
Right across 8th Avenue?
Yeah.
Yep, that's exactly right. I mean, you're just a little bit south of Times Square, which is, everybody has seen images of that, right? I mean, it's one of the major tourist attractions in New York City. It's the heart of the west side of Midtown. So it's one of the busiest corridors in New York City.
Can you give me an idea of the level of tension in New York, Joel? Because this is a city that has been targeted before on 9/11 and a few times since 9/11. But when I've been in New York in the last several months or years, I don't know that I noticed any particular security precautions, anything all that visible.
Well, you see a heavier police presence at places like the Port Authority, Penn Station, Grand Central, places that might be soft targets for some kind of attack. And you certainly, in Times Square, just walking through, I see NYPD officers, with long guns. It's not something that pops out at you, maybe, unless you're looking for it. But certainly there is, you see the NYPD at all sorts of potential targets in the city. There was a terror attack just a few weeks ago, really, on the Lower West Side. A man drove a pickup truck down a bike lane near the West Side Highway in what prosecutors allege was an act of terror. Mm-hmm. And, that's... I don't want to say fresh in everyone's mind, because I think, New Yorkers do go on with their lives and have been since that attack. But,
and now we have another incident, which we should just repeat. There's been an explosion at the Port Authority bus terminal, according to police. It happened within the last hour or so. We'll bring you more as we learn it.